This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bani Israel. Who are Bani Israel? Israel is not the country there or the place there. No. Israel is Ya'qub. And it means Abdullah, by the way. The slave of Allah. Israel is Ya'qub, the name of another name for Ya'qub. And Allah actually named him Israel in the Quran. In Surah Ala Imran, كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. There is a story behind that verse in Ala Imran. All food was lawful for the children of Israel, except what Israel made unlawful for himself. The second verse, which refers to Ya'qub as Israel, because also other verses refer to Ya'qub as Ya'qub. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل. سورة مريم. Israel or Ya'qub is the son of Isaac, the son of Ibrahim. Israel, Israel or Israel or Ya'qub had 12 children. Two from different mothers and 10 from the same mother. Joseph. Yusuf. His brothers plotted to get rid of him. And I don't want to go into in depth here because I look at my time. My time is almost up. He ended up in Egypt. To make the story short, he became a leader in Egypt. But they tell you, historians, they tell you Egypt at the time was occupied by a foreign force. At the end of the story of Yusuf, if you read the last few pages of chapter Yusuf, chapter 12, I believe, اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. Take my shirt, place it in the face of my father, his vision will be restored, and bring all the family, because there was a famine in Palestine and Egypt was the only place where you may get food. That is how the children of Israel entered Egypt. So they entered Egypt at a time when Egypt was occupied. Who helped the occupiers to save the whole country from famine? Bani Israel. So when the Pharaoh, and that is why, if you read chapter Yusuf carefully, you will find the title of the ruler in Egypt, king, not a Pharaoh. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ. And the king said. By the way, this was discovered later on, years later, when Napoleon, the French general, went to Egypt and took with him a crew of scientists, and they discovered what is known to be the Rosetta Stone. Hajar Rashid, Chamberlain, the scholar called Chamberlain, the scientist. They were able to interpret the ancient hieroglyphic Egyptian language. Now they can read it. They discovered all of this. That at the time, Yusuf was actually helping other people, not the Egyptians. Well, Egypt was occupied, so he helped the Egyptians as well. But when the Pharaoh regained power, now the children of Israel increased in numbers, multiplied. They were well established, they had children. They tell you from few to 300,000, something like that. Many. Now the Pharaoh or the Egyptian rulers, they looked at Bani Israel, to the children of Israel, being helpers of the occupiers, that's one. Beside, they are not Egyptians, that is two, which is racism. So they decided to enslave them. Look at verse number 4.
إن فرعون على في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين.
الله أكبر. Now it was written in the scripture which Jacob left for his children that they will become slaves in Egypt, but Allah will send to them a deliverer. A promise. I'm going to send somebody who is going to lead you out of bondage, who's going to establish you on earth, who's going to migrate with you somewhere else, and you will be established in earth. Shaitan got to the Pharaoh. This author, by the way, is not a fairy tale. This author, في سنن الإمام النسائي, a famous hadith. Just Sheikh Google, Hadith al-Futun. Or go into Surah Taha, Hadith al-Futun. The Hadith of al-Futun, the fitan. The Pharaoh kept seeing dreams, actually according to him, nightmares, that a fire came from Jerusalem and burned or entered all the houses of Egyptians and did not burn one single house of the children of Israel. The Muslims at the time, by the way, they were the Muslims. They were the people of La ilaha illallah. But at this time, their quality of La ilaha illallah was very similar to the quality of La ilaha illallah we have now. Amazing. The similarity between the two nations. And that is why the scholars, they say, كَادَ الْقُرْآنُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُوسَى. The Quran was about to be about Musa and Bani Israel. Why? Because this is where you were supposed to learn. This is where you're supposed to take lessons. So the Pharaoh kept seeing that nightmare. He gathered his people. I need an interpretation of this dream, for this dream, for this nightmare. So they said to him, listen, Bani Israel, the children of Israel, our slaves, are talking about the birth of a child who will ruin your empire, who will ruin you, who will be the reason for your destruction. What should I do? Slay all the newborn. استضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم. Remember now, this surah is what? Count on Allah's promise. Imagine he started killing all the baby born, the newborn, the boys, I'm sorry, the boys, boys, just the boys. The girls, no. But after quite some years, the القوم أعين الملأ, the elite, the people who benefit from the corrupt system, from corruption, they said, listen, you're killing all the boys. Now, who's going to be our slaves? Who's going to be doing the dirty work, serving us? So they convinced him. They said, listen, if we just kill them 1 year, leave them 1 year, even if that deliverer is born in the year which you are not to kill them, he's not going to have enough manpower to support him. So that is why he started alternating, 1 year killing, 1 year letting them know. And this is, by the way, why Aaron, the brother of Musa, was born, and we don't hear anything about him.